Earlier this year, Abdullah and his companies filed suit against the Sky Lodge Homeowners Association and five individual board members. The suit alleged they got on the board through rigged elections and violations of bylaws and selected a company, Gemstone, to manage the HOA and illegitimately replace Abdullah's company, Malibu. In response, the board members filed a petition and last week asked the court to stay Abdullah's lawsuit and to conduct a new board election supervised by the court. Judge Harris didn't say yes or no to an election, but said he would give a priority to considering the request. He set a hearing for June 13th to hear opposing arguments about the election. Both parties agreed to the date, Friday the 13th, which had the judge joking that apparently nobody is superstitious. At the same time, the judge refused to entirely freeze the Abdullah lawsuit. The businessman and his attorney, Joe Rona, can continue to conduct document discovery, take depositions, and pursue other activity that doesn't relate to the legitimacy of the board elections. During the arguments, attorney Emily Wegener, representing the individual board members, said the board is under a cloud due to the lawsuit, and in particular, they are constrained from defending themselves against the litigation.
It's really unfair to put volunteer directors into that sort of position. I mean, they're not allowed to be compensated under the bylaws and the declaration. They're not allowed to receive compensation. They are serving in this capacity to make the project a better project and, you know, do what they think is best for the project. And to put them in this position of possible uncertainty where they're volunteers, and even if we take plaintiff's allegations that they were usurping power or they were rigging the election to be in power, they're still not being compensated for what they're doing. And they're still facing potential personal liability if plaintiffs prevail in all of their actions. And so requiring them to go forward under that cloud and make these decisions under that cloud is unfair.
The HOA board consists of four owners for the residential units in the lodge, which are the disputed seats, and three representing commercial space. Attorney Jeffrey Hollingworth, representing the association, said the board is being challenged or threatened on whatever it tries to do.
And I would point, Ms. Wegener's brief pointed in Exhibit A was a March 8th letter from the commercial board to the rest of the board members. It's a very terse, it's a letter that demands signed by the commercial board that is to Mr. Bradley and the other board members saying, don't you dare take any action.
But in response, attorney Rona told the court that the board members just want to maintain their grip on power and crush his client's rights. He also said they're frightened of the truth coming out, as he put it.
The whole petition is nonsense. It's simply designed to stop this dead in its tracks so that the plaintiffs cannot get the information to work on their claims, to advance their cause for justice that they have a right, and to issue that information to the owners to show that the owners have been hoodwinked. The owners are ultimately going to have to bear the cost of the legal fees in this case. And the owners have been suckered into this when my clients have been warning these individual defendants since January of 2013, a year and a half ago, don't go down this path. You're harming the owners. The owners are going to have to foot your bills. This gemstone contract you're putting in place to try to steal this business, it's going to result in greater cost to the owners.
Rona has also asked to amend his lawsuit to add the gemstone company as a defendant. He alleges the company actively conspired with board members to violate the HOA bylaws. The June 13th hearing will also include opposing arguments from Rona and Gemstone's attorney about whether to add that claim. After the hearing, Rona told us he thought he got 90% of what he wanted.
You have a group of individuals who thought it would be really neato to take over the nightly rental business for the Sky Lodge, and these poor owners are going to pay the price for it.
Why will they pay the price? It's simply because there's a different management company.
It's ultimately those owners that are going to have to pay all those attorney fees. And it's the owners that are going to have to pay the brunt for the duplication of management responsibilities. You know, Malibu Companies, one of the plaintiffs in this lawsuit and my client, continues to conduct a great deal of the management of the hotel and maintenance of areas of the hotel. They used to do it all. Now, we have a company called Gemstone that's duplicating a lot of that effort, and they're charging 3 and 4 times what the owners were being charged by Malibu.
Attorney Joe Rona. The attorneys representing the board members, HOA, and Gemstone all declined to comment. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.